What up, pimps? Sorry for calling you pimps. Well, here we are again for another episode of Austin and Travis's Slumber Party, colon, Travi Reads Rame. That's the official subtitle of this. Are we calling it a mini-series? Or do we all call them limited series now? I like mini-series more. Because that's just what I grew up with. Back in my day, we called them mini-series. But of course, none of them, they freaking even stay mini-series, and they just become anthology shows or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This is all stupid. And I'm just rambling. Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me here on the Patreon page. I hope you're doing well. As well as you can be, I guess. I just ate some Popeyes. I got the chicken sandwich and some fries, and I've got just a little bit of the lemonade here left. My cup says 50 years of love that chicken. Kind of a weird thing to say, but I don't disagree with them, to be honest with you. Yeah. Let's get into it. We're going to get into Rame here again. We're getting into Chapter 7 of Rame. I know it's been a long-ass time since I've read any of it, and I had trouble remembering shit when I was just going 2 weeks in between each section. Whew, so there's just no hope for me on this one here, folks. We need, like, a damn Netflix-style recap or whatever. I don't know. I need something to refresh my goddamn memory. But anyway, hopefully I will be doing better with the rest of the series, because I will be... What am I trying to say? What am I thinking? I will be reading the rest of it in quick succession here. All in one go, sitting here at this table. But let's get into it. I pulled up the website here, and I was freaking out for a second, thinking that, like, I thought that my damn buddy, old Tantrum Water Parks, had deleted the damn thing. Because I clicked my bookmark for Chapter 7, and it just went to this, like, generic AO3 page, and I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? My whole shit is ruined. I'm gonna destroy Tantrum Water Parks. I'm gonna freaking dox them, get the hounds on them. But it turns out that it was just because I got a new laptop, and I haven't been on AO3 on it until now, and so it was making me, like, confirm that I am allowed to look at explicit content or whatever. So once I clicked that I am a big boy, the big boy button, I was able to proceed, and it showed me old Chapter 7. So we're all good. We're all good to go. Anyway, so this is Rame by Tantrum Water Parks on archiveofourown.org. What am I doing? I'm feeling insane because I'm in this house by myself. House sitting for my mom. It's just a big house. It's not really very often that I'm like in a place like this large on my own. Because I live in a very small apartment. And then when I, like, visit here, obviously, like, my mom is here and stuff, but she's on vacation. So it's just weird, and, since I'm here alone, I can just be as loud and shitty and annoying as I want. So, Whatever. Anyway, Rame. Here we go. Chapter 7, Nighthawk. Noun, a recurring thought that only seems to strike you late at night. Is that actually what... Is Nighthawk an actual term? I guess the rest of these have been, but... That seems like not one. Nighthawk. Definition. Yeah, I mean, a Nighthawk is a person who is up late at night. I don't know about a recurring thought. Anyway, here we go. Good luck to me freaking jumping into the deep end here, but let's start on the second half of Rame. I'm trying to, like, sit up fucking... I wish... Maybe I can't... Can I raise this microphone fucking thing up? I guess kind of, yeah. Here we go, gang. And if I can get this chair closer to the table... Ooh. Here we go. I'm trying to sit up more because I went... probably for, like... What is it? It's like June. It's the end of June now. Probably since February, I've been having a sharp pain in my chest when I move a certain way or if I, like, sneeze or something. I thought it was just because I was, like, hunched over or something, that if I, like, made my posture better, it would, like, improve. But months and months have gone by, and it didn't really improve. And so I got, like, paranoid and was like, do I, like, have... Like, is this, like, a long COVID, like, lung pain thing? Did I, like, have asymptomatic COVID and I never knew it, and now I have long COVID or something? So I finally made a doctor's appointment, and I went there, and she, like, listened to my lungs and my heart and other shit, felt around in my chest and stuff, and it was all fine. And we took x-rays of my chest, and everything was clear in there, and so she said that she thought my self-diagnosis was correct, and that I, do just need to maintain better posture, and that eventually, over many months, my shit will start to feel better. Anyway, this is a really long-winded way of me saying that I'm sitting up more now while I read this at this table. Anyway, really cool, great story for you. And speaking of really cool, great stories, let's start Rame, Chapter 7, Nighthawk. I still can't believe you guys managed to date for, like, a whole year before finally deciding to tell us, John grumbled as Austin and Otto went to retreat to the guest room Jeff had prepared for them. Otto laughed. To be fair, four of those months were, like, a really long time ago. John shook his head, pouting. Yeah, like always. Don't want to hear it. Okay, okay, see you guys in the morning, Austin cut them short, tugging his boyfriend by the hand to their room. Jesus, he muttered. Never thought I'd say it, but in John's defense, Otto said, making Austin cackle, we did only just now tell them because we wanted to share a room. Austin just made a noncommittal noise while pulling off his shirt. I figured I'd let them get used to me being bi before we threw something else at them. This trip just snuck up on me. Otto rolled his eyes. Whatever. I'm just saying, I don't blame them. And then we have a big gap here, which might be a time jump. What? Jeff shouted. Since when? Austin looked over warily at Otto. Since the last day of tour, I guess. Otto didn't like that Jeff sounded semi-angry. I got tripped up by this comma being here at the end of the dialogue. It should have been a period. We didn't mean to not tell you. Things just got crazy. Jeff was currently sat down on the table in front of Otto and Austin and about 1,000 miles away. The speaker of the phone went in and out as he took in the information they had just dumped on him. What? Jeff was currently sat down on the table in front of Otto and Austin. Okay, so are they FaceTiming him, I guess? This is an insane way. I don't understand what this means. Something is happening with the phone. After a second, Jeff responded. Well, shit. I guess that's one less bed to make, he muttered, his voice cracking over the phone. Otto let out a breath. I'm happy for you guys, don't get me wrong. Just surprised. We appreciate it, man, Austin said, taking the phone from Otto. Now we just gotta tell John. Static burst out of the phone as Jeff laughed. That'll be a real problem. John wants to know everything immediately anyways. Yeah, freaking no shit. He's gonna be pissed. Otto stood and walked away. Buzzwords like problem and pissed bounced around his head. Yeah, I bet freaking pissed bounces around that dude's head all the freaking time. It wasn't that he was anxious necessarily. He was, but he didn't like to let people down. Not only that, but he was tired because he'd been running errands all day. Tantrum Water Parks, you forgot your period here. You keep missing all these periods, my friend. I'm scrolling on this with my new... I got a new laptop, as I mentioned. I also got a new mouse to go with it. I got the Microsoft Surface Laptop 4, and I got a Microsoft Surface Arc mouse. And this motherfucker, like, bends and, like, snaps and shit. Like, listen to the... Let me see if you can even get the sound waves on this one. Can you hear this? Not super well. There we go. Anyway, you should look up the Arc mouse. It's really neat. What a fucking useless aside. Why did I even say any of this? I'm sorry. It's because I was touching the mouse, and so I was thinking about the mouse. Goddamn, so such a fucking little brain in this head. The buzzwords brought back memories of late nights of feeling like a disappointment throughout high school. He waited patiently for Austin to come into his room, almost nodding off a few times. Finally, at about 1, he made an appearance. You okay? Tired, Otto muttered, burying himself deeper under the covers. Seems like bullshit, but I'll let it slide because it's late and I know you were stressed about the call. Otto rolled his eyes but let Austin kiss his cheek before changing into sweats. We're talking tomorrow then. Otto pulled Austin down next to him and sighed. I guess I'm not as over high school as I thought. Austin nodded. Okay, expand on that. More recently, Otto had started seeing a therapist to sort out what the fuck went on during his childhood and even a little bit of adulthood. Everything from figuring out he was gay to high school fistfights to how being in the spotlight wasn't always the best in regards to his mental health. Yeah, freaking tell me about it, dude. Austin had been very supportive, but a little confused. Otto found him passed out on his couch, researching how to better support him. Expand on that was his current favorite way of telling Otto that he had no clue what the fuck he meant. I hate that shit. If someone said expand on that to me, goddamn. That sounds so condescending, I feel like. I don't like it. Smiling softly, Otto obliged. Like, okay, you know the buzzwords? Oh shit, did he use them? Otto nodded. He didn't mean them like my shit-ass brain took them, though. But it just kind of got to me, I guess. Tantrum Water Parks, I would add a hyphen here between shit and ass to better clarify your meaning here. I'll be fine once we finally tell John. Kissing his forehead, Austin smiled. I don't think that's how it works, but oh, that's okay. A boy can dream. Let's take a quick detour here, because I need to do one little thing for work. I try to always schedule my recording things for when I have literally no work to do. But that's not the case today. Because there's so much fucking shit going on, and I don't know. Life is tough, gang. So let me just fucking deal with this real quick. My work is all fucking fucked up because, because of all the fucking supply chain shit. And so, because of that, what the hell happened here? Because of that, all of our deadlines are just fucked, basically. And so things are just really complicated at the moment. And it means that I have to be working on more shit even faster than usual. Which always sucks, because, I mean, who fucking likes to work, you know? Why is this shit not doing what I want it to? Okay, there we go. I'm sorry, everybody. But yeah. Really, with the whole... What the fuck? Really, the supply chain stuff has just made, like, everything just, like, a little bit worse in the world. You know what I mean? Everything just kind of sucks, like, a little bit more. Shipping takes a little bit longer. Customer service is a little bit worse. There's less, there's, like, less paper going around. There's less. There's just fucking everything is just fucked. And, it's not really getting any better. Because no one's doing anything about anything. So, that's rad. Okay. We're just about done here, everybody. I watched Top Gun last night. And what the fucking hell is going on here? Have any of y'all seen Top Gun? I thought it was, like, okay. I didn't, like, love it or anything. It was honestly not as shitty as I thought it would be. Like, the cinematography of it was really nice. I liked that. That kind of carried the movie, to be honest. Because it was kind of boring beyond that. And, the most crazy thing is that, like, why, like, the school was called Top Gun, all one word, but they named the movie Top Gun two words. Like, why did they add the space? That's so fascinating and strange. I don't understand it. Anyway, okay. Anyway, Top Gun was okay, and I will begrudgingly watch the sequel tomorrow. I hear it's better. Anyway. Alright, let's get back to the story. Again, I'm very sorry, for my actions. Jesus Christ. Fuck, I'm dying. I still think he took it pretty well, Austin said with a grin. Otto laughed. That's because we told him 2 hours ago. Austin tugged Otto by his shirt to stand between his legs. I still count it as a win, he said, kissing Otto softly. Otto sighed into the kiss, grabbing the back of Austin's neck. I'm so fucking glad you asked me out again, he muttered, breathless. I'm glad you said yes, Austin laughed. I was a little scared for a minute there, can't lie. Pulling off his t-shirt, Otto shook his head. I think I would have died if I said no. Austin just made an awing sound as he walked into the bathroom. Otto rolled his eyes as he traded jeans for sweats and waited for Austin to finish up. Despite the time creeping up on 3 a.m, he could still hear John and Jeff laughing from the living room. But, more pressing in Otto's opinion, 3 a.m. and sharing a bed with Austin meant one thing, overthinking. He tried not to let the past get to him as it was the past, but he never did quite enough for everything to really roll over him. In 3 a.m., a Halsey song? What a great song. What a great artist. On nights like these, isn't the song about, like, overthinking at 3 a.m. or something? I don't know. I don't remember. On nights like these, overthinking looked a lot like hoping he was doing enough. Enough to keep Austin happy. Enough to keep Austin with him. The days when Austin was moodier than usual especially set him off, and while today ended well, it started off as a shit show. Another time jump. God fucking damn it, Austin shouted, whipping the car to turn around. Otto sat with his jaw clenched as Austin mumbled about how stupid he was. How could I have fucking forgotten the fucking tickets? Sounds like me when I get frustrated with something. I just get so mad about, like, myself being an idiot. It's been a stressful morning, he tried, reaching over the console in the car to rest his hand on Austin's knee. But see, that's what I hate when I'm, like, frustrated, is when, like, somebody then touches me. Like, I just want to... retreat into a little bubble of fucking frustration for a couple minutes. I don't really want to be comforted. I don't want to be touched. I don't want shit. Just fucking leave me alone to be mad for a minute. I feel like I'm entitled to be mad sometimes. Just let me be mad and then I'll be over it in like 10 minutes. We were up late, woke up early. Austin cut him off with a sigh. I know you're trying to help, but right now I just need to feel upset, he muttered. Okay, so I guess fictional Austin and I are the same. Yikes. Freaking being compared to Austin? No, thank you. Otto's chest tightened, but he nodded regardless. He knew Austin wasn't mad at him, but it still felt bad. When they pulled back into his driveway, Otto ran into his house and grabbed the tickets from the kitchen counter. Okay, Otto said. Is there anything else we forgot? I guess we'll find out, Austin muttered, annoyed as he backed out of Otto's driveway. I can go do a house sweep if you want. Shaking his head, Austin muttered something about already being late. So he decided to just stay quiet, let Austin brood, and if he had forgotten something, to just stay quiet about it. It wasn't like he was scared of Austin or anything like that, but he'd just much rather make this trip as easy for his boyfriend as possible. Otto knew he was just stressed, but he didn't handle other people's stress well, so he would handle it from afar, knowing Austin would come to him when it got to be too much. After a very quiet drive to the airport and a very long wait to get through TSA, Austin nudged Otto softly. Since they weren't public yet, they couldn't exactly be super affectionate, but they found their own ways. Did you know I appreciate you very much? Otto gave him a toothless smile. I appreciate you too. Austin frowned at him as they sat inside the obligatory airport Starbucks. What's wrong? Just stressed. Because of me? A little of everything, Otto shrugged. Austin gave him a frown and put his foot on top of Otto's under the table. Suppressing a smile, Otto continued. I still just don't know how to help you when you're stressed out, and it makes me Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? I just still don't know how to help you when you're stressed, and it makes me feel bad. Austin gave him a soft look. You're way too good for me, he said earnestly. When I'm stressed like I was this morning, the most important way you can help me is first and foremost knowing I'm not upset with you. Otto gave a short laugh. That was such a cop-out. That and just give me some space, he amended. But mostly the first one, okay? Whatever, Otto said, lifting up the foot trapped under Austin's as a makeshift kiss. Oh. They're playing footsie and thinking of it as a kiss. Okay, that sentence was very confusing to me. We have 15 minutes till boarding, by the way. Austin just hummed. Thank you, he said, his eyes fluttering closed. Austin's night was filled with a panic attack, and Otto fell for him, knowing sleep never came easily for him after that. Sleep on the plane? Austin just nodded, downing the rest of his coffee. Only a little longer, baby, Otto whispered, grabbing their cups. Do y'all call your significant other by pet names like baby and babe and stuff like that? I just can't do that shit. It feels so weird. I just don't like it. I don't like being called it. I don't like saying it. It's just too strange to me. But anyway, I don't know. That's just me. There's no real point to anything I'm saying. Never really any point to anything that I ever say. Kind of just like an idiot, you know? Kind of just an idiot. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry, I was very confused by this tattoo that my sister posted that she got. Which is like, oh, I guess maybe, okay. I thought that this was supposed to be, I thought these fucking Roman numerals were supposed to be, like, her birthday. But I was like, you got your birthday fucking wrong. But I think it's our stepmom's birthday, who died. Goddamn. Sorry I'm so distracted, everyone. Good God, good gravy. Where was I? Only a little longer, baby, Otto whispered, grabbing their cups. Austin smiled and stood with him. Plus, we get a layover, so it'll be like an extra nap time. Without turbulence, too. We truly are blessed. There's no fucking way... There's no universe in which I would sleep during a layover. I would be way too fucking... I'm stressed out about a layover regardless, thinking that I'm, like, for sure gonna miss my connection. Even if I've got, like, a fucking two-hour one, like, I'm just... Until I'm, like, at the gate that I need to get to, I'm not relaxing. And even if I had, like, a five-hour layover, I'm not going to sleep because, A, I'm not going to sleep in an airport. Nasty. Gross. Don't want someone to steal my shit. Don't want to lay on the fucking ground or whatever, that nasty ground. And two, like, what if I sleep for 5 hours and I miss the connection? That's insane. You can't be sleeping at the airport, I don't think. That's my opinion. Laughing, Austin smacked him. Shut up about the fucking layover. I don't know how you tolerate them. I guess I'm with fictional Austin on here too. I don't like layovers. I try to get a freaking damn, what's it called? Oh my God. Direct. I try to get a direct flight as often as possible. Although next month I'm going to Vancouver for a work thing, and I was not quite able to get a connecting or a direct flight for that. And the hours for it were awful also. I hope I have enough time at the connection, because I don't know when I have to go through customs or whatever. I should have thought about this before now. Oh well. Years of practice, Otto winked. The thing was, Austin didn't sleep. He, for the life of him, couldn't. By the time they began boarding for their second flight, Otto could tell he was feeling it. How are you feeling? Been better, Austin mumbled. He could see that Austin was trying to keep himself from snapping. I'm sorry I'm being really awful today. Otto just shook his head and grabbed his backpack for him. They boarded the plane, and by the grace of God, Austin fell asleep, his head lolling onto Otto's shoulder. For the first time that day, Otto took a breath. Sound like Otto doing a bunch of emotional labor over here. All you, Austin said, coming out of the bathroom. As Otto passed him, Austin pressed a kiss to his cheek. Thanks for taking care of me today. Otto just gave him a smile and muttered a feeble, anything for you, Oz. After a quick in-and-out in the bathroom, whoo, Otto walked out and saw Austin sitting up under the covers on his phone. He always liked seeing Austin right before he was going to bed. He let his guard down a little, and Otto loved to see him like that. More vulnerable, less showman-y. You good for the lights to go off? Yes, sir, he smiled. Flicking the lights off, Otto walked to the bed that was lightly illuminated by Austin's phone. How's your head? Otto smirked in the near dark. No complaints yet. Speaking of sleeping, I can hear my mom's cat fucking snoring so loud across the room. That girl's fucking passed out, dude. I bet she would sleep during a freaking layover. Austin groaned. Fuck, you're gross. Oh, a head joke. Like blowjob. Rolling his eyes, Otto pressed himself into Austin's side. Head is okay. Same as always. Austin locked his phone, making the room fall into complete darkness as Otto felt Austin breathe beside him. Otto wanted to tell him everything. The doubts, the fears, the overwhelming emotions he felt when Austin would smile at him in the way he only did for him. Instead, he decided to settle for something a little simpler but just as effective. Can I tell you something without you freaking out? Always a great way to start a conversation. Really puts people at ease. There was a brief pause. Can I have, like, 15 seconds to freak out before you tell me? If you promise. I promise. Go for it, Otto said, trying to sit up and give Austin space. He felt an arm hook around his waist and pulled him back to lay against him. You don't have to go. After another few seconds, he felt Austin breathe out. Okay, what's up? What? I don't understand any of that paragraph. Otto wrapped an arm around Austin's middle and made a humming sound. So, like, I know I haven't said this yet, this time around anyways, but I really, really love you. After a few seconds, he felt Austin's chest heave underneath him. Oh, shit. Otto grabbed his phone and turned on the flashlight, expecting to see Austin having a panic attack. Instead, he saw Austin crying. Oh, my God, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... Austin cut him off with a kiss. Otto Wood, I love you so fucking much, he said, finally pulling away. I'm sorry I didn't tell you earlier, but I didn't know if I was allowed to yet. This time, it was Otto's turn to cry. A few tears slipped out of his eyes, Austin wiping them before they could roll fully down his face. Is this too fast? Otto asked, making Austin laugh through his tears. It's never too fast with you. You could have told me this the day I asked you to go out with me again, and I still would have cried, Austin said, kissing his temple softly. I love you so much. I love you too. He turned his flashlight off and felt as Austin's breathing evened out. Usually, this was the beginning of a lot of overthinking and the beginning of a near sleepless night, but Otto had a feeling that tonight the fear would pass pretty quickly and painlessly. It wasn't hard to lie. For him to say I love you because he knew it was what Otto wanted to hear. And maybe Otto would believe that if he hadn't seen Austin literally crying. He told him his bad mood in the morning wasn't his fault. But he'd forgotten important things for their flights before, i.e. his cell phone, and had never gotten that upset. Maybe because of the panic attack the night before? Otto didn't know what he thought. Okay. This paragraph confused me also, but I think I get it. But if he could be sure of anything, he did know that Austin loved him. He knew that. And that night, that was more than enough for him to peacefully drift to sleep. The next morning, all of that peace of mind was further confirmed when he saw a very sleepy Austin looking at him so softly that Otto thought he might start crying again. Sleep well? Better than I have in weeks. Austin kissed the corner of his mouth. Could tell. You were smiling. Otto smiled. God damn, that Popeye chicken getting to me. I can get a glass of water after this chapter. The lemonade is not... This is not doing it. This is not hitting. They gave me, like, warm... Like, a cup of warm lemonade. Bro, when I'm getting lemonade, I'm thinking that lemonade is gonna be cold. But that's just me, though. Okay. Otto smiled. Guess you just have that effect on me. Oh, Jesus, I love you, Austin blushed. Yeah, Austin loved him. And Otto loved him right back. It was all he'd ever hoped for and more. It was more than enough to put him at ease for the next month at least. He should have told him he loved him months ago. Wow. So that's the end of the chapter. And we have 5 AO3 users as well as 8 guests who left kudos on this work. There are no comments, though, that I can see. Would have been fun to read some comments here, but that's all right. So anyway, that was a nice little chapter. We finally got them to say I love you to each other, finally opening up a little bit, and being vulnerable, which freaking Austin could use right about now in this story. Anyway, that was Rame Chapter 7, Nighthawk, because it all took place at night, or whatever, and stuff, you know? I hope you enjoyed me reading it. I'm sorry for the time that I had to work, and I'm sorry for the time that I got distracted by my telephone, because I'm an idiot with a tiny little brain. But anyway... Thank you for subscribing to the Patreon through these weird times. Thank you for your support. It's very great. Especially recently, since, as I mentioned on a post on there, that my dog's health has not been great, so it's really been nice getting this little extra bit of money each month to help pay for his medical bills and things like that, all the vet visits and then the medicine that he needs and the special dietary food and all this other shit that I'm sure will continue piling up for the next couple months until it doesn't, if you know what I mean. That's a bridge we will come to when we get to it. Anyway, thank you for subscribing and for listening, and I will see you next time, everybody. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye. We'll be right back.